Yes.
Sri Bhagavan Vacha Sanyasa Kam Yogascha Nishreya Sakara Bhava Rubhao Ayostu Kama Sanyasa Kama Yoga Vishishite. Personality of Godhead replied, the renunciation of work and work and devotion are both good for liberation, but of the two, work and devotional service is better than renunciation of work.
Božanska osoba odgovori, i odricanje od djelovanja i djelovanje s predanošću povoljni su za dostizanje oslobođenja, ali predano je služenje bolje od odricanja od djelovanja.
Prudent activities seeking sense gratification are cause for material bondage. As long as one is engaged in activities aimed at improving the standard bodily comfort, one is sure to transmigrate to different types of bodies, thereby continuing material bondage perpetually. Srimad Bhagavatam 5:4-6 confirms this as follows. Nunam pravata kurute vikarma idendriya pritaya aprinoti esaramanya yadaroyam asannapi glishida ashadeha parava bhastava abodhijato yavanna jignasita atmatadvam yavat kriyastava idam novai karma bakam yena shriyura bandha evan mana karma visham priyante abhidiyat man dupati yamane prithir nava agyavan mai vasudeve namuchate deha yogena tagvat. People are mad after sense gratification, and they do not know that this present body, which is full of miseries, is a result of one's fruitive activities in the past. Although this body is temporary, it is always giving one trouble in many ways. Therefore, to act for sense gratification is not good. One is considered to be a failure as long as he makes no inquiry about his real identity. As long as he does not know his real identity, he has to work for fruit results for sense gratification. And as long as one is engrossed in the consciousness of sense gratification, one has to transmigrate from one body to another. Although the mind may be engrossed in fruitive activities and influenced by ignorance, one must develop a love for devotional service to Vasudeva. Only then can one have the opportunity to get out of the bondage of material existence.
Smisao šla propada. Plodonosne djelatnosti namijenjene zadovoljavanju osjetila uzrokuju materijalno ropstvo. Sve dok osoba vrši djelatnosti namijenjene poboljšanju tjelesne udobnosti, sigurno će se seliti u različite vrste tijela i tako nastaviti materijalno ropstvo. To je potvrđeno u Šrimad Bhagavatam. Peto pjevanje, peto poglavlje, stihovi do 4-6. Nunam pramata prute vikama yadindriya pritaya aprinoti nasadu manje yatatmanoyam asana piklesha da asadeha parabhavastava da bodha jato yavana jigyasatatma tatvam yavat kriyastava didam manovai karmatma kamyena sharira bandaha evam manah karma vasham proyunkte avidyayatmani upadiyamane pritirnayavan mai vasudeve namuchate deha yogena tavat. Ljudi su ludi za osjetilnim uživanjem i ne znaju da je njihovo sadašnje tijelo, puno bjeda, plod njihovih prošlih djela. Premda je tijelo privremeno, uvijek zadaje nevolje na razne načine. Zbog toga djelovanje namijenjeno zadovoljavanju osjetila nije dobro. Smatra se da je čovjek koji se ne raspituje o svom pravom identitetu upropastio svoj život. Sve dok ga ne spozna, mora raditi kako bi stekao plodonosne rezultate i tako zadovoljio osjetila. Obuzet svjesnošću zadovoljavanja osjetila, mora se seliti iz jednog tijela u drugo. Premda njegov um može biti pod utjecajem neznanja, obuzet plodonosnim djelatnostima, mora razviti ljubav prema predanom služenju Vasudeve. Samo tada može steći priliku da se osloboti ropstva materijalnog postojanja.
Therefore, gyana or knowledge that one is not this material body, but spirit soul is not sufficient for liberation. One has to act in the status of spirit soul. Otherwise, there is no escape from material bondage. Action in Krishna consciousness is not, however, action on the Purusha platform. Activities performed in full knowledge strengthen one's advance in real knowledge. Without Krishna consciousness, mere renunciation for fruitive activities does not actually purify the heart of a conditioned soul. As long as the heart is not purified, one has to work on the fruitive platform. But action in Krishna consciousness automatically helps one escape the result of fruitive action, so that one need not descend to the material platform. Therefore, action in Krishna consciousness is always superior to renunciation, which always entails the risk of falling down, of falling. Renunciation without Krishna consciousness is incomplete, as confirmed by Srila Rupa Goswami and his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, 1-2-258. Pancha kitaya budhya ari sambandhi vastuna mukshavid prityago vairagyam phalgu katite. When a person eager to achieve liberation, renounce things related to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, thinking them to be material, their renunciation is called incomplete. Renunciation is complete when it is in the knowledge that everything in existence belongs to the Lord, and no one should claim proprietorship over anything. One should understand that factually nothing belongs to anyone. Then where is the question of renunciation? One who knows that everything is Krishna's property is always situated in renunciation. Since everything belongs to Krishna, everything should be employed in the service of Krishna. This perfect form of action in Krishna consciousness is far better than any amount of artificial renunciation by your sannyasi of the Mayavadi school.
Stoga jnana ili znanje da živo biće nije materijalno tijelo, već duhovna duša, nije dovoljna za oslobođenje. Moramo djelovati kao duhovna duša, inače se ne možemo osloboditi materijalnog ropstva. Međutim, djelovanje u svjesnosti Krišne razlikuje se od djelovanja na plodonosnoj razini. Djelovanje s punim znanjem omogućuje nam da napredujemo u pravom znanju. Bez svjesnosti Krišne samo odricanje od plodonosna djelovanja ne može pročistiti srce uvjetovane duše. Sve dok srce nije pročišćeno, osoba mora djelovati na plodonosnoj razini, ali djelovanje u svjesnosti Krišne pomaže joj da se oslobodi posljedica plodonosnih djelatnosti tako da više ne mora djelovati na materijalnoj razini. Zato je djelovanje u svjesnosti Krišne uvijek bolje od odricanja, kod kojeg uvijek prijeti opasnost od pada. Odricanje bez svjesnosti Krišne nije potpuno, kao što potvrđuje Srila Rupa Goswami u svom Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, 1-2-258. Prapanči kataya budhya hari sambandhi vastuna umukshivi parityago vairagyam phalgu katyate. Kada se osoba koja želi dostići oslobođenje odrekne stvari povezanih sa svešnjom božanskom osobom misleći da su materijalne, njezino se odricanje naziva nepotpunim. Odricanje je potpuno kada se osoba odriče sa znanjem da sve što postoji pripada gospodinu i da niko ne treba svojatati pravo vlasništva ni nad čim. Trebamo shvatiti da ništa ne pripada nikome. Gdje je onda riječ o odricanju? Onaj ko zna da je sve Krišnino vlasništvo, uvijek je utemeljen u odricanju. Budući da sve pripada Krišni, sve trebamo upotrijebiti za služenje Krišne. Taj savršeni oblik djelovanja u svjesnosti Krišne mnogo je bolji od bilo kakva umjetnog odricanja sanjasija Mayavadi škole.
Sri Bhagavan Vacha sanjasa karma yogas cha nishraya sakaravago tayustu karma sad karma yoga vishishite. Personality of God had replied, the renunciation of work and working devotion are both good for liberation. But of the two, work in devotional service is better than renunciation of work.
Božanska osoba odgovori, i odricanje od djelovanja i djelovanje s predanošću povoljni su za dostizanje oslobođenja, ali predano je služenje bolje od odricanja od djelovanja.
Mom Vishnu Graya Krishna Prasthai Buddhaya Srimadhi Bhakti Granth Swami Granth Namaste Sarasam Devani Gauravani Vidashani Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatani Shatani Jaya. This is one of the main questions in Bhagavad Gita.
To je jedno od glavnih pitanja Bhagavad Gita.
Whether we should try to renounce work or we should work in devotion.
Da li trebamo da pokušamo odricati se, odreći se od djelovanja ili da djelujemo u devociji?
Because in the third chapter Krishna says, yes, vatmatir evasya, atma chitastu manava, atma shantastu shantustas, tasya karyam navidyate. That for one who takes pleasure in the self, is illuminated in the self, rejoices in the self, for him there is no duty.
Zato što Krishna kaže u trećem poglavlju Bhagavad Gita, onaj koji pronalazi zadovoljstvo u sebi, prosvjetljen je u sebi i za njega ne postoji nikakva dužnost.
In other words, when one comes to the platform of self-realization, then there's nothing to do.
Drugim riječima, kada osoba dođe na nivo samospoznaje, onda nema ništa za raditi.
But then at the end of the fourth chapter, Krishna told Arjuna, Tasmad agana sambhutam vitstam jnana chinatmanaha chitvayanam samshayam yogam atishto tishto bharata. These doubts which have arisen in your heart out of ignorance should be slashed with the weapon of knowledge. Armed with yoga, O Bharata, stand and fight.
Ali onda na kraju četvrtog poglavlja Krishna kaže Arjuni, ove sumnje koje su se pojavile u tvom srcu uslijed neznanja treba sasjeći mačem znanja naoružan jogom, stoga ustani, bori se, O Bharata.
So on one side Krishna is telling Arjuna that if you come to the platform of knowledge, you won't have anything to do.
Stoga, sa jedne strane, Krishna kaže Arjuni, popni se na taj nivo znanja, jer kad dođeš na taj nivo znanja, onda nemaš šta da radiš.
Then he, on the other side he's saying, now you should fight, but fight with knowledge.
A onda s druge strane kaže, sad treba da se boriš, ali se bori sa znanjem.
So Arjuna doesn't know whether when you come to knowledge you stop activities or you should do activities with knowledge.
I onda Arjuna ne zna šta da radi, da prestane sa aktivnostima kada dostigne znanje ili treba da nastavi biti aktivan, ali u znanju.
He doesn't seem to quite understand that activities performed in devotional service are also renunciation.
Čini se da on baš u potpunosti ne razumije da aktivnosti koje se rade u predanom služenju se također smatraju odricanjem.
That what we're actually trying to do is renounce the material concept of life.
I ono što zapravo pokušavamo uraditi jeste odbaciti, odreći se materialističkog koncepta života.
Especially the concept that we can become happy by trying to lord it over Krishna's energy.
Posebno odbaciti koncept da mi možemo postati sretni ako na neki način uspijemo za gospodariti gospodinovom kreacijom.
It's not just energy, but it's Krishna's energy.
To nije samo energija, to je već Krishna energija.
Generally people think that by Janmaishvarya, Shruta, Shri Vira, if we can increase our material situation, our material position.
Ljudi općenito misle da ako mi povećamo svoj materijalni položaj, svoju materijalnu situaciju,
we get more material wealth,
onda ćemo dobiti više materijalnog bogatstva,
get more material beauty,
materijalne ljepote,
more material education,
materijalnog obrazovanja.
Then we'll actually become better or happier.
I onda ćemo postati bolji ili srećniji.
But we're already intoxicated by identification with this body.
Ali mi smo već opijeni, pijani smo od identifikacije sa ovim materijalnim tijelom.
And when we misidentify ourselves and when we try to improve our material circumstance, then we become mad instead of just intoxicated.
I onda kada pokušamo poboljšati svoju materijalnu situaciju, onda postanemo ludi umjesto samo da smo pijani.
And then people want to renounce the material world because they think they can enjoy it.
I onda ljudi žele da se odreknu materijalnog svijeta zato što misle da ne mogu uživati u njemu.
But it's just like going to the Bank of Bosnia. What's the Bank of Bosnia called? Do they have a bank here?
Central
Bank of Bosnia.
To vam je isto kao da odete u Centralnu banku Bosne i Hercegovine.
And standing up and saying, I renounce all the money here, you can have it back.
I da stanete pred zgradu banke i kažete, odričem se svog ovog novca koji je u banci.
The people in the bank will say, oh, you're so
A ljudi u banci će reći, naravno, vi ste tako velikodušni.
You can't renounce something that was never yours in the first place.
Ne možete se vi odreći nečega što ni u prvom trenutku nije bilo vaše.
Similarly, the idea generally people work in the material world as vikarmis.
Slično, općenito ideja je ta da ljudi u materijalnom svijetu rade kao vikarmi.
They just invent different ways of gratifying their senses.
Oni samo izmišljaju razne načine kako bi zadovoljili svoja čula.
Whether it's nowadays it's endless varieties of food.
Bilo da je to kao u današnje vrijeme jedna beskonačna raznovrsnost hrane.
Or at least something that appears to be like food.
Ili nešto što se čini što izgleda kao hrana.
But after all, people came here to be cheated, so.
Ali na posljedku ljudi su došli u ovaj svijet da bi ih prevarili.
So now they have you want to live like a king, so you can live like you can pretend that you're a king.
I stoga željeli ste živjeti kao kralj, onda sad možete da se pretvarate da ste kralj.
Everyone gets a perfect tomato.
Svako dobije savršeni paradajz.
Everyone gets a perfect everything. Everything is exactly the same.
Svako dobiva savršeno sve. Svaki predmet, svaka stvar je potpuno ista.
It has no taste.
Nema ukusa.
It has no nutrition.
Nema nikakve hranjivosti.
It's just a chemical creation.
Samo to neka hemijska ono, kreacija.
But you're happy because you're living as if you were a king.
Ali vi ste sretni zato što živite kao da ste kralj.
Although even a dog wouldn't even eat it.
Čak iako ni pas to ne poju.
There are some foods they don't even have to add preservatives to it because no living entity would get near it.
Ima neke hrane koje ne morate dodavati konzervanse zato što nijedno živo biće ne bi tome prišlo.
And yet people are happy that somehow or another they're enjoying such an opulent life.
A opet ljudi su sretni zato što ovako ili onako uživaju u tako raskošnom životu.
They can choose between McDonald's and Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Subway, yeah,
they have so many choices.
Burger King.
Ljudi mogu birati između McDonald'sa ili Kentucky Fried Chicken ili Subway. Ima toliko puno izbora tih fast food restorana.
Even Indra doesn't have all these fast food restaurants.
Čak ni Indra nema sve te restorane s brze hrane.
He brings his family here on the weekend.
On porodicu ovdje dovede vikendom da malo probaju.
So people generally are vikarmis, they're working hard for sense gratification.
Općenito ljudi su vikarmi i naporno rade zbog čulnog zadovoljstva.
But it's all against the injunctions of, against the laws of nature.
Ali sve je to suprotno pravilima prirode, zakonima prirode.
They're eating things that no living entity should ever even look at.
Oni jedu stvari koje niti jedno živo biće ne bi trebalo ni pogledati.
They're sleeping, they're always asleep.
Uvijek spavaju.
Their relationships are vulnerable.
Njihovi odnosi su odvratni.
For a penny they'll kill someone.
Za jedan cent ubit će nekoga.
And they're always in anxiety 24 hours a day.
I uvijek su u tjeskobi 24 sata dnevno.
They can't sleep at night.
Noću ne mogu spavati.
They can't sleep during the day.
Danju ne mogu spavati.
And they can't wake up either.
A ne mogu se ni probuditi.
So this is called vikarma.
To se zove vikarma ili grešna aktivnost.
And a few people, they're karmis, they try to follow some standard laws.
I nekolicina ljudi su karmi koji pokušavaju da slijede, da poštuju standardne zakone.
They know I should be vegetarian, I shouldn't kill anything, I shouldn't take intoxication.
Oni znaju, ja trebam biti vegetarijanac, ne bi trebao nikoga ubiti, ne bi trebao da uzmam nikakvu vrstu opijata.
I should do my duty according to my psychophysical nature.
Trebam da radim svoju dužnost u skladu sa psihofizičkom prirodom.
I should go to the temple and do some offering.
Trebam otići u hram i tamo dati neku ponudu.
So they try to follow their duties, karma.
I oni pokušavaju da slijede svoju dužnost, svoju karmu.
And they try to, most of them do it to try to enjoy the material world.
I većina to radi zato što pokušavaju uživati u materijalnom svijetu.
They think if I do this, then I'll be able to be happier in the material world.
Oni misle, ako ja to uradim, Onda ću biti sretan u materijalnom svijetu.
Then in this life I can have a nice, peaceful, happy life. In my next life I can go to the heavenly planets.
Onda u ovom životu mogu imati fin, miran život, a u sljedećem životu mogu otići na rajske planete.
Some of them are not interested in such activities. They want to get out of the material consciousness.
Neki od njih nisu zainteresirani za te aktivnosti i oni žele da se, oni žele da se oslobode te materijalne svjesnosti.
They know if they give in charity to someone, then they have to come back and accept the reciprocation from that person.
Oni znaju da ako nekome pruže humanitarnu pomoć, milostinju, onda će u sljedećem životu morati da se vrate i da prime za uzvrat isto to od osobe koje su dali.
Say I'm a very generous person, I go and feed all the poor people.
Recimo da sam ja veoma velikodušna osoba i da odem i nahranim sve siromašne ljude.
Therefore, in my next lifetime, I have to come back and take a material body so all those poor people can feed me.
I onda, zbog toga u sljedećem životu ja moram da se vratim i da preuzmem materijalno tijelo kako bi svi ti siromasi mogli da nahrane mene.
What I'm actually doing is just perpetuating my stay in the material world.
Ali ono što stvarno radim jeste da samo produžujem svoj boravak u materijalnom svijetu.
So even though I'm going to be well fed my next lifetime, still I have to be born, which is very uncomfortable.
Stoga, čak i ako ću u sljedećem životu biti dobro uhranjen, i dalje se moram ponovo roditi, a to je naravno veoma bolno.
I'm going to have to grow old again.
Ponovo ću morati da ostarim.
I'm going to have to go to back to public school.
Morat ću ponovo da idem u javnu školu.
I'm going to have to learn 1 + 1 = 2 all over again.
Ponovo sve iz početka moram da učim da je 1 + 1 pa.
Homework every day.
Svaki dan domaću zadaću.
Teeth, little teeth have to come out.
Mliječni zubi moraju da izrastu.
The whole thing all over again.
Sve, cijeli proces iz početka.
And then I have to grow old.
I onda moram da ostarim.
My back will hurt me again.
Ponovo će me boliti leđa.
I'll have to get diseased.
Morat ću da obolim od neke bolesti.
I have to go back to the hospital with all the tubes in and out.
Morat ću da se vratim natrag u bolnicu sa svim cjevićama koje
će virati. And then finally I gotta die again.
I konačno moram ponovo da umrem.
I may die out of eating too much.
Možda ću umrijeti što sam previše jeo.
But still I'm gonna have to die.
Ali ipak morat ću da umrem.
One who has some knowledge, then he realizes I should try to escape this repetition of birth and death.
Osoba koja ima nešto znanja treba pomisliti pa ja bih trebao da izbjegnem ovo ponovno rađanje, umiranje.
He tries to find out some gyan. How do I get out of this entanglement?
Takva osoba pokušava pronaći nešto gyane, kako da se izvučem iz ove zapetljanosti.
Therefore he learns about austerities and sacrifice and charity.
Takva osoba uči o strogostima i o milostinji i o raznim žrtvama koje se radi.
This can lead to meditation.
To može da ga dovede do meditacije.
And for the meditation I may learn how to merge either into the super soul or into his effulgence.
I iz meditacije mogu da naučim kako da se stopim ili sa naddušom ili sa sjajem nadduši.
So now I'm free from all my material miseries.
I sad sam oslobođen svih materijalnih patnji.
But one will still be unhappy.
Ali osoba će i dalje biti nesretna.
As it says, klesho dikatrasteisham, avyakta sapte chetisam, avyakta higatira dukam, deha vadya avapyate. Yes, I've learned to become equal to everyone.
Da, naučio sam da budem jednak prema svima.
I've learned how to become aloof from all material desires.
Naučio sam kako da se izdignem iznad svih materialnih želja.
But it's taken me some millions of or thousands of lifetimes to achieve this.
Ali treba mi hiljade života da to ostvarim.
Now I have no more sentiment towards anything.
Sad više nemam sentimenta ni prema čemu.
Maybe my parakeet.
Možda prema mojem papagaju.
But generally I have no sentiment towards anyone.
Ali općenito nemam sentimenta ni prema kome.
So now I've merged in Brahman.
Sada sam postao stopljen sa Brahmanom.
But it's quite boring.
Ali poprilično je dosadno.
Before I was, at least I had the idea I might be able to enjoy.
Prije sam barem imao ideju da možda mogu da uživam.
Although I couldn't really ultimately enjoy.
Iako na posljedku, na kraju krajeva nisam
mogla uživati.
Ali sad sam izgubio čak i taj koncept.
I'm just here.
Samo postojim.
But there's nothing going on.
Ali ništa se ne dešava.
And I'm wondering who won the Olympics.
I pitam se ko je pobjedio na olimpijadi.
And I left my iPod.
I ostavio sam svoj iPad.
There doesn't seem to be any Wi-Fi.
Izgleda da ovdje nema bežične mreže.
So I become curious that I'm so bored here, there's nothing going on.
Tako da postajem znatiželjan. Tako mi je dosadno ovdje, ništa se ne dešava.
There's only me.
Samo sam ja tu.
I mean, I like myself.
I volim ja sebe.
But not that much.
Volim ja sebe, ali ne baš toliko.
I mean, I fell in love with myself a long time
ago. Mislim, zaljubio sam se ja u sebe davno, davno prije.
But my relationship with myself doesn't seem to be developing.
Ali, moj odnos sam sa sobom izgleda da ne raste.
So then one comes back to the material world again.
I onda se osoba ponovo vrati u materijalni svijet.
So essentially Arjuna is asking, is there anything better than this?
I u suštini Arjuna pita, da li ima išta bolje od toga?
So Krishna says that, yes, it's not, I'm saying that you shouldn't work in the material world for sense gratification.
I onda Krishna kaže, da, ne govorim ja da ti ne trebaš raditi u materijalnom svijetu.
You should become liberated.
Trebaš postati oslobođen.
But higher than liberation is devotional service.
Ali više od oslobođenja je predano služenje.
To use this material energy, but to utilize it to please Krishna.
Koristiti ovu materijalnu energiju, ali da je koristiš da zadovoljiš Krišnu.
Then you can learn how to work in the spiritual world.
Onda možeš naučiti kako se radi, kako se djeluje u duhovnom svijetu.
That spiritual activities are full of bliss and they're full of awareness and they're eternal.
I duhovne aktivnosti su pune blaženstva, one su pune znanja i vječnosti.
If someone is diseased,
ako je neko obolio od bolesti,
he's in the hospital,
u bolnici,
he uses a bedpan, tubes are everywhere,
cijevi vire iz njega svugdje,
he can't move,
ne može da se kreće,
he uses a bedpan for everything,
koristi onu patku za sve živo,
taking bitter medicines,
guta gorke pilule.
So he thinks that's life.
I on misli, to je život.
He forgets that there's another life which is free from all this misery.
Zaboravlja da postoji drugi život koji je slobodan, oslobođen svih tih patnji.
He reads about Krishna's activities in Vrindavan.
On čita o Krishnim aktivnostima u Vrindavanu.
And he gives a completely different interpretation to them. He thinks they're material.
Tome pridaje sasvim drugo tumačenje. On misli da su to materialne aktivnosti.
Because he can't imagine that there's such a thing as spiritual activities.
Zato što ne može zamisliti da postoje takve stvari kao što su duhovne aktivnosti.
So as I said before, he thinks that Krishna's parents were just some ordinary criminals.
Tako da oni misle da su Krishnini roditelji bili neki obični kriminalci.
That's why they were born. That's why they were in a prison.
Zato su rođeni u zatvor.
And Krishna was, he had the same criminal mentality.
A Krishna imao isti kriminalni mentalitet.
That's why he was born in prison.
Zato i on rođen u zatvoru.
They were clever criminals, though.
Ali ipak bili su to pametni
kriminalci,
pa su pobjegli.
And little did Mother Jasoda know what kind of little baby she had.
I majka Jasoda nije puno znala kada je primala malu bebu, kakva je ta mala beba.
This Vasudev gave this little Krishna to Mother Jasoda.
Taj Vasudev je dao malog Krishnu majci Jasodi.
And when he grew up a little, she found out.
I kad je on malo porastao, onda je otkrila kakav je.
Because some lady came to act as his nurse.
Zato što je došla neka dama koja je htjela da ga podoji.
And he showed his criminal tendencies by killing her.
I on je pokazao svoje kriminalne tendencije tako što ju je ubio.
And as he grew up, he started to kill the animals in the forest.
I kako je porastao, onda je počeo da ubija životinje u šumi.
He killed a snake.
Ubio je zmiju.
He killed an ass.
Magarca.
He killed a bull.
Bika.
He killed a bird.
Pticu.
Just one animal after another disappeared.
Jedna sa drugom sve te životinje su nestajale.
Then he started to steal.
Onda je počeo da krade.
As a matter of fact, he organized a band of criminals.
Organizirao je grupu kriminalaca.
And he became the godfather of the Vrindavan mafia.
Kum, postoji me kum, Vrindavanska mafija.
Oh,
De Niro.
Then he started to chase after all the girls. As soon as they got a little serious, he escaped somewhere.
I čim je to postalo malo ozbiljno, on je pobjegao negdje.
Got in a chariot and disappeared.
Upao u koću i nestao.
Only to start the same criminal activity somewhere else.
I samo je započeo iste kriminalne aktivnosti, ali na drugom mjestu.
So people think like that. They think Krishna's activities are something like their activity.
Ljudi tako razmišljaju, oni misle da su Krishna aktivnosti kao njihove aktivnosti.
Maybe a little bit more exciting.
Možda su Krishna aktivnosti malo uspodljivije.
Kind of like super James Bond.
On je kao neki super James Bond.
But after all, he also was hit by an arrow and died.
Ali opet, na kraju krajeva, i njega je pogodila strijela i on je umro.
In fact, his whole criminal family wound up killing each other.
Zapravo, cijela zločinačka, mafijaška porodica je poubijala se međusobno.
But these crazy people, they worship.
Ali evo ovi ludi, ljudi, oni ga obožavaju.
But what can you expect?
Šta onda da očekujete?
People get up in the morning, they wear the sheets they were sleeping on at night.
Ljudi se probude rano u cik zore i onda se oblače u čašafe na kojima su spavali.
So that's how they read the Bhagavatam.
Tako ljudi čitaju Bhagavatam.
Because they can't conceive, they were entrained the difference between matter and spirit.
Zato što ne mogu to zamisliti, njih nisu istrenirali o razlici između materije i duha.
And even they understand something about the difference between matter and spirit, still they don't accept it as anything. There's personal activities in the spiritual world.
I čak i ako mogu razumjeti da postoji razlika između materije i duha, ne mogu shvatiti da postoji nešto lično u duhovnom svijetu.
Because here, whenever we relate to people, it's all on the basis of lust or anger or greed.
Jer ovdje kad god da uradimo nešto, sve je to zasnovano na požudi, gnjevu ili pohlepi.
So they think if we go to the spiritual world, that's how we'll feel.
I onda oni misle, ako mi odemo u duhovni svijet, tako ćemo se osjećati.
Even we get a spiritual body,
čak i kada dobijemo duhovno
which
tijelo,
is eternal,
koje je vječno,
we'll simply think, you know, why does Krishna always get Radharani?
Mi ćemo razmišljati, zašto Krishna baš uvijek da dobije Radharani?
I'm also a coward boy.
I ja sam dječak pastić.
Why does he dance with all the gopis?
Zašto on uvijek pleše s svim gopijama?
When does he leave a few for me?
Kad će ostati par gopija meni?
Or we'll think, you know, so many different things. Why is Krishna always in the center? Why doesn't he just stay home and I can be the center for a while?
Ili će razmišljati toliko mnogo drugih stvari. Zašto je Krishna uvijek u centru? Zašto on jednom ne ostane kod kuće, a da ja budem u centru?
Or I'll compete with the gopis there. I'll try and be the most. If I'm a gopi, I'll try and compete with the other gopis there.
Ili ako su to sve gopi, ako sam ja gopi, onda ću se ja takmičiti sa ostalim gopijom. Ja ću pokušati da budem najbolja.
They'll ask me, which way did Krishna go?
Pitat će me na kojim putem je Krishna otišao.
And I'll tell them the wrong way.
Ja ću mu reći najpogrešnije.
And then I'll be left with Krishna.
I onda ću ja ostati sam s Krishnom.
Me and Krishna forever.
Ja i Krishna za uvijek.
So we think we'll be fighting with each other and we'll be competing with each other in the spiritual world.
I onda zamišljamo da ćemo se svađati međusobno, da ćemo se takmičiti međusobno u duhovnom svijetu.
There'll be Krishna.
Tamo će biti Krishna.
There'll be the eight principal, there'll be Radharani.
Tamo će biti Radharani.
There'll be the eight principal gopis. Eight principal gopis.
Osam glavnih gopija.
Aha, bit će tu osam glavnih gopija.
There'll be a 16,000, or there'll be another 100 gopis.
Bit će još dodatni 100 gopija.
There'll be another 16,000 gopis.
Još 16,000 gopija.
And then there'll be me.
I onda ja.
Last.
Zadnji. Zadnja.
Therefore we think, well, there I'll be envious eternally.
I onda mi razmišljamo, tamo ću biti vječno zavden.
So we're not so excited about going to the spiritual world.
I nismo baš tako uzbuđeni da se vratimo u duhovni svijet.
Here at least I have some position.
Barem ovdje imam neki položaj.
I'm better than all the new bhaktas.
Bolji sam od svih novih bhakta.
Yeah, I'll be the last one to arrive. I'll be the last one to arrive in the spiritual world.
Ja ću biti tamo zadnji koji je stigao u duhovni
svijet. And there's so many living entities in the spiritual world.
A ima toliko puno živi bića u duhovnom svijetu.
It'll be inconceivable how far down the totem pole.
Biće mi nepojmljivo koliko nisko ću ja biti na hijerarhijskoj ljestvici.
Better stay here.
Bolje ostati ovdje.
At least I won't be last.
Barem neću biti zadnji.
Or better merge in Brahman.
Ili bolje da se stopim u Brahmanu.
I may be the only one there.
Možeš biti jedini u Brahmanu.
But at least I'll be number one somewhere.
Barem ću biti broj jedan negdje.
Therefore one is, because one doesn't really understand the nature of spiritual life, one is confused.
Zato što osoba zaista ne razumije pravu prirodu duhovnog svijeta, zbog toga je zbunjena.
Therefore Krishna has to again and again tell Arjuna, don't worry, there's a spiritual world, there's spiritual consciousness.
I zbog toga Krishna mora stalno ponovo i ponovo da ponavlja Arjuni, da mu govori, ne brini, postoji duhovni svijet.
You won't be disappointed.
Nećeš biti razočaran.
Everyone's not going to try and lord it over you.
Neće niko pokušati da te kontroliše.
You'll be happy there.
Bićeš tamo sretan.
You won't want to come back to the material world.
Nećeš poželjeti da se vratiš u materijalni svijet.
And therefore there's a description when Krishna comes home at night and all the gopis, they come out with their offerings.
Zbog toga ima opis kada se Krišna vrati kući na večer, sve gopije priđu sa svojim ponudama.
Then every gopi thinks that only Krishna has accepted her offering.
I svaka gopija misli da je Krišna prihvatio samo njenu ponudu.
When Krishna is with his 16,108 queens, every queen is thinking that she's giving Krishna food to eat.
Kada je Krišna sa svojih 16,108 kraljica, svaka kraljica misli da samo Krišna jede njenu hranu.
When Krishna rests on the lap of a cowherd boy, every cowherd boy thinks that Krishna is resting on my lap.
Kada se Krishna odmara na krilu dječaka pastira, svaki dječak pastir razmišlja, Krishna se leži samo u mom krilu.
And every devotee there thinks that Krishna loves me the best.
I svaki bhakta tamo razmišlja, mene Krishna najviše voli.
And Krishna is surrendered to his devotees.
I Krishna je predan svojim bhaktama.
So if you want to feel like you're the best, you're better than God, then go to the spiritual world.
Stoga ako želite misliti o sebi da ste najbolji, da ste bolji od Boga, onda idite u duhovni svijet.
Here everyone's trying to become God.
Ovdje svako pokušava da postane Bog.
If one goes to the spiritual world, one becomes better than God.
Ali ako osoba ode u duhovni svijet, onda postaje bolja od Boga.
When the devotee prays, I don't want to become Krishna. I don't want to become Krishna's servant.
Bhakta se moli, ja ne želim da postanem Krishna, ja ne želim da postanem Krishnin sluga.
I want to become the servant of Nanda Maharaj.
Ja želim da postanem sluga Nanda Maharaj.
Because Krishna is a little baby, he's crawling in his courtyard.
Zato što je Krishna mala beba i puže u dvorištu.
So this is inconceivable.
Zbog toga je nepojmljiv.
But by the process of devotional service, one gradually realizes one's personal relation with Krishna.
Ali procesom predanog služenja osoba postepeno razotkriva svoj odnos sa Krishnom.
And that's much nicer than anything in the material world we can imagine.
A to je mnogo ljepše od bilo čega u materijalnom svijetu što mi možemo zamisliti.
So, stop there. Any pitanja?
Ima li neki pitanja?
Pitanje. Interesuje me da sam mogao govoriti da li taj duh kad pada i duhova feta kad se ponovo vrati.
I'm interested if a spirit soul is falling down from a spiritual world once it returns there.
What's that?
Once a spirit soul returns to a spiritual world, can it fall down back again?
Maybe.
Možda.
If he wants to.
Ako želi.
But 5,000 years ago, Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita.
Ali prije 5,000 godina Krishna izgovorio Bhagavad Gita.
And he knows everything that happened eternally.
I on zna sve što se desilo vječno.
So at least 5000 years ago according to Krishna, no one has fallen down yet.
I barem prije 5000 godina prema onome što je rekao Krishna, niko nikad nije više pao.
Anyone who is here and went back to the spiritual world so far has not come back.
Svako ko je ovdje, ko se vratio u duhovni svijet za sada, nije ponovo pao u materijalni svijet.
But we don't know, we don't have the history of 5000 years since then.
Ali mi ne znamo, jer od tog trenutka kada je Krishna odgovorio, prošle 5000 godina i mi nemamo tu istoriju. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu nije o tome ništa govorio.
But if you want to come back, you can.
Ali ako želiš da se vratiš u materijalni svijet,
možeš. You could be the first one.
Ti možeš biti prvi.
Pitanje je zapravo hodohna na drugi dio. Kad pošto na neki način hodohna pada i tog duhovnog svijeta, koja je razlika tog, zapravo tog pada, pada i brahmana i pada i duhovnog svijeta? Iako je koncept Kane Krekne.
What is the difference between falling down from spiritual world and falling down from Brahman?
It's a lot worse to fall down from the spiritual world.
Mnogo je gore kad se padne iz duhovnog svijeta.
When you land, it's a lot worse.
A kad se prizemljite, mnogo je gore.
Anything else?
Ima li još neko pitanje?
Maharaj, you said that if when we give charity to others, when we feed poor people, then we have to get reborn to be rewarded for all the activities that we have done previously. Does it imply that we shouldn't give charity to beggars, neither on the West nor in India? Maharaj rekao da ako dajemo milostinju i hranimo recimo gladne ljude, onda mu se trebamo ponovo roditi da bi ti ljudi koje smo mi nahranili, da bi oni nahranili nas u sljedećem životu. Da li to znači da mi ne trebamo davati ništa prosjecima ni na zapadu, ni u Indiji?
We shouldn't do anything by ourselves.
Ne trebamo raditi ništa na svoju ruku.
Krishna says, Ashvadadana. Ashvadadana. No, that's a different book. Ashwadaya. Ashwadaya hutam dadam. Tatas taktam kritam chayat. Asat it yuchate parada. Na chat tat preti no iha. Anything done by sacrifice, charity, and penance, without ashradaya hutam dadam, tapas taktam kritam chayat. Asat it yuchate parada. Na chat tat preti no iha. Anything done without offering to the Supreme, whether it be sacrifice, charity, and penance, is useless both in this life and the next.
Krishna kaže da sve što se uradi u ovom životu, bilo da je to žrtvovanje strogosti ili pokora, ako se ne ponudi svevišnjem je beskorisno i u ovom i u sljedećem životu.
So if we do something which is not related to Krishna or devotional service, it's useless.
Stoga, ako uradimo nešto što je beskorisno za predano služenje, onda ako nije povezano sa Krishnom i predanim služenjem, onda je to beskorisno.
But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada wasn't pleased when his householder devotees were in a place of pilgrimage and didn't give anything to the people asking for charity there.
Ali Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada nije bio zadovoljan kad njegovi učenici grihaste bi odlazili na mjesta hodočašća i ne bi davali ništa prosjacima koji su tamo živjeli.
So it's a holy place and there are people who are executing devotional service.
To je ipak sveto mjesto i to su ljudi koji rade predano služenje.
And especially it's the duty of the householders to provide for persons who are engaged in devotional service.
Posebno je dužnost grihasta da pružaju te stvari ljudima koji su uključeni u predano služenje.
Brahmacharis would come to their house and ask for some donation.
Brahmachari bi dolazili u kuće grihasta i tražili donaciju.
So it's part of their duty to give some charity.
Tako je da je dio dužnosti grihaste da daje neku milostinju.
The charity should be done on behalf of Krishna.
ali to je milosinja koja treba da se radi, da se daje u ime Krišne, posebno na svetom mjestu, stanovnicima tog svetog mjesta. Ima li još nešto? Neko pitanje?
Yes.
Marađ je rekao da je taj odnos s Krišnom je nešto što je onaj, kako je on rekao, ne znam, najljepše. Sa kom nivoa mi razvijamo taj stvari odnos s Krišnom, gdje počinje taj odnos koji je naš zaboravljeni neki taj odnos s Krišnom.
You said that the relationship with Krishna is something most beautiful, the most wonderful thing. At what level do we start developing this relationship that we have long lost and forgotten?
As soon as you take a little prasadam.
Čim malo počneš prasadam.
As soon as we begin the process of devotional service.
Čim počnemo sa procesom predanog služenja.
Anything else?
Još neko pitanje.
Pitanje humanitarnog rada. Neko fakte u ime Krišna radi nešto što je između propovjedanja i humanitarnog rada kao neko ima ljudi za vode.
Sometimes on behalf of preaching, devotees are doing something which is in between humanitarian work and preaching. So if you could comment a little bit, just so that we could be, that we would be accepted better by the population. So if you can comment on that.
So we'll wind up somewhere in between the spiritual world and the material world.
Onda ćemo završiti negdje između materijalnog i duhovnog svijeta.
Accepted by who?
Prihvaćeni od koga?
We want to be accepted. We want to be accepted by Krishna. That's one thing.
Mi želimo da nas prihvati Krishna. To je jedno.
If we want to be accepted by general people, then we might as well. Prabhupada said, "You might as well dance in the street naked."
Ako želimo da nas opće stanovništvo prihvati, onda Šila Prabhupada kaže, što se toga tiče, onda možete i gol plesati na ulici.
If they ask you to dance in the street naked, will you do it so that you'll be accepted by them?
Ako oni traže od vas da vi gol plešete na ulici, hoćete li vi pristati samo zato da bi bili prihvaćeni?
No, we want to be accepted by Krishna. Then we'll get the results of devotional service.
Ne, mi želimo da nas Krishna prihvati i onda ćemo dobiti rezultate predanog služenja.
And we want to serve the public.
A kada želimo služiti javnost,
so they appreciate us.
Da bi nas cijenili.
We'll have to do so many things which will bind us to the material world.
Morat ćemo raditi toliko puno stvari koje će nas vezati za materijalni svijet.
Okay.